Well, it's very sad and it's very annoying because when we announced it last July, we hoped that everybody would be paid quickly. I think the thing is that the scale of applications took everybody by surprise. They didn't appoint enough staff at Watford for the DTI to deal with all the cases. Instead of the 3,000 to 4,000 applications we told them they'd get, they've got 16,000, 1,600 of which were duplicated. Now they've had to appoint extra staff, and the staff don't seem to me to be at all experienced in dealing with fishing matters because they don't seem to know much about it. But we're trying to speed it up. The minister's given us an undertaking that the great majority, overwhelming majority, will be paid by the end of July. There is a problem with those people who continued in fishing after, say, 76, when we were kicked out of Iceland. That's been reserved for a ministerial decision, but there's no decision he can take other than to pay them, because the conditions were set out quite clearly, and you can't change the conditions in mid-process.
Do you not think it's scandalous?
It is scandalous, but it's partly due to inefficiency, that's to say, not enough staff to deal with it. It's also due to the fact that the records, the fishermen's records in Grimsby, were vandalised by pigs, set on fire. When the fire brigade dealt with it, they were wet, and there's been a huge job in restoring those records, and it's very difficult to put in applications without the records of what